lovely children are the handiwork of the fingers of thy might, and the wondrous signs of thy greatness. O God, protect these children, graciously assist them to be educated, and enable them to render service to the world of humanity. O God, these children are pearls. Cause them to be nurtured within the shell of thy loving kindness. Thou art the bountiful, the all-loving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Prasanka?
Here.
Rooney? Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments?
Yes. We're asking the assembly to have a special meeting on Friday at noon concerning the search issue. Yeah, and we'd like to put that on an item on the agenda to be later.
Okay, that would be 13D. Okay. Without objection. Item 4, conflict of interest. Does anyone have any conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to consent agenda items asterisk 6A, 7A, and 7D.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. And any discussion?
It's through 7D. 7A through 7D.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Item 7C, we need to approve that tonight, but they completed that and given us a electronic version, and the hard copies will be coming, and each council member will actually get one of those. But this is a kind of a rubber stamp thing. We couldn't change it if we wanted to, but you will be getting that report and the management report that goes with it.
Thank you. Anything further? Poll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 6, item 8, borough manager's report.
Other than my written report that I just got out today, which almost half of it is on the water plant update, and rather go through that, sometime either later this week or next week, we would like to have a special meeting with the assembly when Amber is gone right now to bring everybody up to date and kind of go over the things that we're working on, things we're a little behind on, things we've been successful on, and some of the challenges. But like I said, rather than going through this, we would like to have a special meeting with the assembly next week sometime to go through that.
Can we do that on Friday with the meeting?
I don't think so. I would rather wait till the following week for a couple reasons. We're still trying to get some other information back. Not that anything's going terrible, but because of one of the things I will bring up is the sand cleaning, and we've got the sand and gravel guy, and he's got actually a auger kind of deal that's what it's for. But right now we wanted to try practice on the sand that was outside just to see how the whole thing would work, but everything's frozen solid. So until some of that thaws out, and hopefully this slow warming of the weather will keep improving there. But there's a bunch of other things that we finally got approval from DEC on the roughing filter modifications we want to do. So it's taken whatever that is, 4 or 5 months. And Amber's not here right now. Her and Carol actually met with EDA in Juneau and went over the possibilities of funding from them, at least partial funding. I think the most biggest chunk of the funding will probably, we're looking at USDA, but if they can partner together, it might help our odds of getting some grant money. And lastly, I think, the state legislature, the House, I testified on that. There's some things they were looking at doing that obviously wouldn't have been good for the municipality. We testified on that, as other people did. They've kind of backed off a few of those things, so I don't know where that's going to end up. The Senate side seems to be going in a little bit different direction, and there's testimony this Friday now on that, so we'll see what kind of things they're talking about doing before we and talk to the lobbyists before we make our testimony, but that will be Friday. I think our time is 3:15. It was supposed to be tomorrow, and then they've changed that. So, and lastly, I don't know if any of you have, but the city, and for the public, the city is doing a income survey, and the purpose of it is to not to infringe or find out about people's incomes, but it's to help us determine if Wrangell would be eligible for a very big pot of grant money each and every year that we are not now eligible for. And if the community shows that it's 51% low to moderate income, then you are eligible for this pot of grant money. And we're doing this survey through the state guidelines. They set this is how you have to do it and all that, so we're not just inventing things. And we've got two ladies in town here that are ones that will be calling people. And so we really hope, we're not trying to intrude again, but this could make a difference between us getting money to fix up the public safety building, buy a new fire truck, to fix other facilities we have in town, or to have to pay that out of taxes and bonding and stuff like that. So it's certainly worth everybody's time. And I know a lot of people just don't think that's any of anybody's business, and we understand that too, but we hope, but it's all confidential, nothing's going anywhere to anybody else. And the one thing, if you are, they kind of ask the questions whether you're low or moderate, and there's a couple questions, there's a threshold, and if you're above that, all you say is, I'm above that number. You don't have to say how much it is, and you don't have to tell people if you're in one of the other two categories how much it is. You just have to say, I'm between here and here, and they determine that by how many dependents you have in the household and, you know, all that kind of thing. So, but certainly it's worth the community's time to do this. It is confidential, and we encourage people to assist us in this process, because it will help everybody if we do become eligible. So, and if we don't, then it's, you know, it's an exercise that we tried and it didn't happen. And the next opportunity for something like this to happen when they do the 2020 10-year census is that's where they made us not qualify here a while back. But we had been eligible for that. And, mm-hmm. and so anyway.
I'd just like to, I received a call today.
Okay.
And it was relatively painless and quick. It took about a minute. And it was, you know, and like was said, there wasn't any intrusion or anything like that. And it was very straightforward and fast. So I would encourage it too.
Anyway.
And I had a question on your report about, I noticed in there was when the DEC approval, that the DEC required to replace some of the sand with new sand, is that correct?
The, what that's about is the sand that was put in the roughing filter, and that's not the other sand, but the sand that was put in the roughing filter, the material that was put in there originally, evidently wasn't, I can't remember the term they used, but food quality material. But it's been in there since the year 2000, and we haven't changed it. And then after that, it goes through this slow sand filter. And So anyway, they allowed us to keep that and use the same material, but at the end of, say, 3 years, they're saying, we'll give you this little leeway, but at the end of that period of time, you really should do this. Well, we're hoping at the end of 3 years that hopefully we're in another system. So,
So if we get a new system, we're not going to worry about that.
Yeah. And I think, too, if we got that close and we were kind of in the design phase and, you know, we had the money and all that, if we got to the three-year period, we could probably milk out the rest of the time as long as we were making progress on something new. So,
The reason I ask that question, it seems kind of foolish to spend that much money if we're going to get a new plant.
And that was our argument. And the other argument we made is we've had this in there for close to, not quite 20 years, but almost 20 years, and everybody's fine. And we test our water all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to test it daily and have to send off samples all the time to different places. And they get all those reports and, you know, showing that the water is good. And so
you have to kind of ask yourself, sand is sand. What are you going to do to make it food grade?
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing is Amber also looked into replacing all the sand rather than cleaning it. You know, you're looking at $550,000 to replace the sand, and then you've got to have, because when it comes and it's dry, you have to have hazmat people to put it in, and because it has a dust in it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time you get done, you could probably spend $700,000 on replacing the sand. And give you an idea, the water fund raises about, in revenues every year, $550,000. So I mean,
more than we make.
Yeah, so you'd have to double your rates and then some, probably, just to... So I don't think that was our answer, but we did look at that just in case that was something. Maybe it wasn't that bad and maybe that was an option, but
be much cheaper to build a new plant.
Yeah.
If you had to do that all the time.
Yeah.
And, anyway, we would like to, like I said, there's a whole bunch in this report, and sorry I got that out a little late. I was waiting for some of this information from Amber, but we would like to sit down, and not that there's any big crisis, but we would like to have the assembly involved in it. We have some questions and some things. Like to do some ordinance, an ordinance that does something. I think Steve actually suggested to have either a policy or resolution like that in Petersburg, that if the water gets to this point, this is what we do. If it gets to this point, this, so everybody knows up front, if we get to, you know, this situation and on the way down to it, these are the actions that are taken. So it's all spelled out. There's no question. And what's kind of unique over there to me, especially since it's a huge fishing community, is one of the first things that they cut off is the canneries. And I thought that was, I'd have to look at their thing, but that seemed a little strange to me, that that's their thing over there. That, and I don't know if that meant, you know, like in our case, there's certainly, I mean, you're not going to not have water at the hospital, as an example. But you certainly can do a lot of things before I would think you would do the seafood plant. So, but anyway, that's something I think we'll have some ideas there. We'll look at theirs. But we want input from the assembly before we kind of put this whole ordinance together. And so anyway, we'd like to have that meeting and just to get your assistance on some ideas and some of that. So
you just want to get all these meetings in before you retire, right?
Don't I get paid by the meeting? No, that's... Well, the other thing, I don't want to, you know, I want to try to do as many things as I can before I leave, and I don't want to
understand and appreciate it.
Leave as much as to the next person. So, but anyway, I think that's it.
Comments. Thank you. Borough clerk's fine.
Other than what's in my report, I wanted to make sure that you all saw, and for the community as well, Kay had asked me to put the invitation for Jeff's retirement party in my clerk's report. So, and also to make it very clear that this is not a borough function. We're not paying for any of it. It's all coming out of their pocket. So, and it's going to be on Saturday, March 25th, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Nolan Center starting at 6 o'clock.
Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have any reports? Can you hear okay, Steve and Julie?
Hello?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
You're just pretty quiet there. I didn't know whether you're still with us or not.
I put it on mute so you can't hear the party in the background.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything either. There's one vacancy on the Economic Development Committee, and we have no letters of interest for that, so we'll keep advertising. Mm-hmm. Item 11, persons to be heard.
Doesn't look like it.
No persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A. Proposed ordinance number 930, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Title V, Revenue and Finance, of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to penalties and interest on late payments of sales tax and property tax. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 930.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes unfinished business. Item 13, new business. 13A, approval of a vacation utility easement in proposed lot 7BB of the proposed Larson-Bueller replat. The replat of lot 7B and 8B of Mitchell-Bueller replat, creating lot 7BB and 8BB, zone waterfront development requested by Diane Larson, owned by DBAK Enterprises, LLC.
Move to approve the vacation easement as part of the Larson-Bueller replat process as recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to reschedule the regular assembly meeting of May 23rd, 2017 to May 30th, 2017.
Move to approve rescheduling the regularly scheduled Borough Assembly meeting of May 23, 2017 to May 30, 2017.
Move to approve the rescheduling of the
Second.
Thank you.
Are you all from the second?
Yes.
Okay. Then move to the second. Is there any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the park's policies and procedure along with appendices.
Move to approve the parks and recreation policies and procedures along with appendices as approved by the Parks and Recreational Board.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
To me, it was a thorough and complete policies and procedures, and it indicated that it required a great deal of time and effort on the Parks and Rec Board. I think it's a good policy here.
Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D was added at the request of the borough manager to approve holding a special assembly meeting on Friday, March 17th at noon for the purpose of an executive session to discuss the proposed draft agreement submitted by Search and the possibility of agreement.
Move to approve holding a special assembly meeting on Friday, March 17th at noon for the purpose of an executive session to discuss the proposed draft agreement submitted by Search and to possibly approve the agreement in the special assembly meeting.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, there is none. Item 15 is executive session. We have no executive session this evening. Item 16 is adjournment, and we will adjourn at 7:23 p.m.